It's a bit heavy. Are you daily meeting with God to talk and to listen for what will come of your day? Peter's sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. The sentries before the door were guarding the prison, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell, and he struck Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly!" And the chains fell off his hands. And we'll sing it, "My chains are gone." Right? The chains fell off his hand. The book of Acts testifies that God violates physical laws to achieve his will for a person. How do chains fall off? While Peter was sleeping, one of the guards who had been touched by Jesus in his heart unlocked the things. Where's that? That's not in the scripture. I don't want to hear it. You made that up. That was good imagination. The scripture tells us he woke up and they fell off. It could have been that way. But chains are not made for falling off. Chains are made for holding. And the Bible tells us that God sent someone into a locked room guarded by a lot of people and got Peter out of there. Do you believe in miracles? He's asleep. What's the guy doing sleeping the night before his execution? He's asleep. You know what? He probably didn't sleep any other time and he was exhausted. He's asleep. And this angel comes in, and this is still Peter, who is in prison for days. And this is the man who will be crucified later in history. He's going to die for Jesus. So God's goal for you isn't to get you out of trouble. And the book of Acts in chapter 12 says, everyone who's Christian who prays gets out of trouble. Peter dies. He dies upside down because he wouldn't be hung right side up. That's because Peter's foolish and he just made himself suffer more because Jesus is more worthy than me. But that was Peter's choice. Can't believe that. But he's asleep and he's in this place. And does God have your obedience to stand for him when it gets difficult? Because he's in jail. The angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals," and he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," and he went out and he followed him. And he didn't know what was being done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. Can I say to you that this is how real visions are? Do you understand this now? From looking at scripture, Peter saw a vision. Remember when he was on the rooftop and the man came, said, "Cornelius is a good guy, come with us." He had a vision. Peter knows what visions are. When this happened for real, he thought it was a vision. That's how real visions are. They're convincing. We're not talking about daydreams. It's true, he was just woken up from sleep, right? But how deeply do you sleep on the night before your execution? Are you going to say it was because he was groggy that the vision, that what was really happening seemed like a vision and that visions are groggy? The angel stood next to him and there was a bright light and then he hit him and woke him up. So that's probably deep sleep. Do you wake up when the light goes on in the room when someone else comes in? Something's going on here. Peter knows what they're like, but note this for when people in here start seeing visions and dreaming dreams, that you understand from Scripture what it has been like in the past. As we align with the Father's will, as we begin to pray and to ask and to seek and to knock strictly in an extended way, eagerly, fervently, earnestly, what will happen in this place that God does? Because we want to see him and his life in our lives. We want reality to break out here as God's heavenly kingdom comes. We need it. Church needs it. It's true.